At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Behind the Breaks. I'm your host, Alex Efron, founder of Collectors MD, and today I want to talk about something that comes up all the time in our community, the idea of the easy way out. In traditional recovery programs like Gamblers Anonymous, the idea of bailouts, which is basically when someone steps in to rescue you, are often discouraged. The thinking is pretty straightforward. If you don't feel the sting of consequences, the lesson may never actually stick. At Collectors MD, we understand and we respect that perspective, but we also know reality is more complicated than that. Things like credit card debt can feel absolutely crushing. With high APRs and predatory interest structures, balances often grow a lot faster than we can actually pay them down. Every single month, the bulk of your payment ends up disappearing into things like late fees and interest, not the actual principal. It feels endless and exhausting, and that's honestly by design. The system thrives on this exhaustion. Breaking free requires both strategy and true support. That's why it's so important to use every tool that you have available to you. Things like financial counseling, debt restructuring, even legal protections. These are not shortcuts, they're lifelines. They help us move from survival mode into recovery. If you and your family are drowning in debt, if you can't breathe under all of the weight of bills and collections calls, it's okay to consider all options. Sometimes that means asking for help. Sometimes it means restructuring. And yes, sometimes it even means exploring bankruptcy. Some will always call bankruptcy the easy way out. But the truth is, there's nothing easy about it. It takes courage to admit the situation, to take that actual step, and to commit to doing things differently on the other side. The real trap isn't necessarily the bankruptcy, it's the freedom without accountability. That's what puts people right back in the same cycle. And this isn't just theory. Many of us in the hobby know exactly how the story goes. We don't start out intending to drown in debt, it creeps in quietly. A box here, maybe a break there, another swipe of the credit card. And before you know it, what feels like passion and excitement ends up snowballing into something unrecognizable. Before long, the hobby we love becomes a financial trap, and we only realize it when it's too late. That's why these decisions have to be turning points. Bankruptcy, restructuring, bailouts, they can wipe the slate clean, but they don't erase the need for change. The slate only matters if you use it to rebuild. Things from your finances, your relationship with collecting, your relationship with your loved ones, and most importantly, your relationship with yourself. So here's the truth. A bailout isn't failure, and survival isn't weakness. The real failure is ignoring the problem until it takes everything from you. At Collectors MD, we say plainly, freedom without accountability is just another trap. True recovery means owning your choices, even the hardest ones, and using every single tool at your disposal to protect what matters most. Thank you for tuning in to Behind the Breaks. If this resonated with you, make sure to subscribe to Collectors MD on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and all major platforms. You'll also find more episodes of Behind the Breaks, Collectors Compass, and Collectors MD features, all created to keep these conversations going. And as always, you're welcome to join our weekly peer support meetings or connect with our group chat and Discord community. Links are in the description below. Until next time, take care of yourself and remember, collect with intention, clarity, and accountability.